Just a year ago, as I'm sure many remember, being here in Michigan, Aretha Franklin died in Detroit at the age of 76 years old, Queen of Soul, one of the best-selling artists of all time, more than 75 million records worldwide during her career, 15 top 40 hits, 18 Grammy Awards. You know, could have played Respect, but Think. That's the original version, not the little more up-tempo version that's on the Blues Brothers soundtrack, also a fine one there. Aretha Franklin died on this day 1 year ago in Detroit at the age of 76 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning, August 16th. We're joined on the phone lines now by Todd Cefarati with a new book just about to be released at the beginning of September, but that means, you know, that means people pre-orders now. Big Tech Tyrants, How Silicon Valley's Stealth Practices Addict Teens, Silence Speech, and Steal Your Privacy. Todd, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
So you've done a lot, entrepreneur, CEO, also political activist. What about this topic of big tech and I guess in some ways, you know, social media and Google? What about this sparked your interest to put this book together?
Well, this goes back, for me personally, back to 2015. I was the founder of a news organization called Tea Party News Network. And most of our traffic was driven by our organic Facebook site, which was built to about 8 or 9 million people. We wrote stories like a lot of conservative type media organizations, and we had about 2 million views per day, which is quite a bit. And in late February 2015, literally overnight, our traffic, which was mostly driven from Facebook, dropped 90%, literally off a cliff overnight. And that's kind of what started me on our journey. So after doing a lot of research, we feel like we were one of the first ones targeted, and literally Facebook drove Tea Party News Network out of business. And the co-writer of Big Tech Tyrants, Floyd Brown, is the chairman of another conservative media organization called the Western Journal, which is one of the top news organizations, conservative in the country, still is. And we joined forces after that. Their traffic was hit about 80% drop from their over 42 million Facebook following. So that's what started the book idea. It actually came about because certain members, leaders of Congress, asked Floyd and I to put together a study on if this was actually happening to conservative groups and do a lot of research. So we put a lot of data together, met with leaders in Congress, if you recall, the Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey hearings that weren't too long ago. So we put all that data together, and we were even shocked at what we found from multiple conservative organizations all the way to even the President of the United States on the suppression, on not just Facebook, but Twitter. And then if you've seen the news lately, I mean, more and more comes out. Now Google, probably one of the biggest organizations that is targeting conservatives. And with the election coming up, there was a Senate hearing not too long ago where, Ted Cruz interviewed certain figures. One was actually self-identified as a liberal Democrat who voted for Hillary, but his study showed that in 2016, when, of course, they thought Hillary was going to win in a landslide, that independent voters were swayed anywhere from the bottom of about 5 million votes up to approximately 12 million votes based on some stealth algorithms and search algorithms that they used that actually affected these voters. And he documented that. So coming up in 2020, now that Trump won, which none of them expected, is where you can imagine where these organizations are going. They're all run by left-leaning leaders, and a lot of the pressure from a lot of the elites that kind of control these media sources. So their goal is to make sure that that doesn't happen again, and President Trump loses and other conservatives lose in the upcoming election.
Yeah, I don't know if people know how much traffic is pushed by Facebook, but also how much they can change it just by a simple adjustment in the algorithm. I've seen, I used to work for a media organization, I saw some of the back numbers, and what you say is, I mean, it's just completely, totally true. The book, Big Tech Tyrant. So just kind of on that topic, what would you like to see? Do you want them to change their behavior or simply be more open about what they're doing?
Great question. Basically, they can't deny what they're doing any longer. They can go to Congress and say until they're blue in the face that none of this is happening. But evidence just keeps coming out. Again, the story this week where the Google Insider turned over 950 pages of documents and laptop to the Department of Justice, basically proving that these algorithms are indeed biased and intended on swaying elections, and they're written that way. Algorithms are just written by people, so They oftentimes try to blame it on, oops, that was a glitch. You know, we have documentation in our original study we did for 2016. If you wrote the search term in presidential candidate in 2016, when the candidates for each party had been decided, Donald Trump did not come up on the first page of Google. You had even Jill Stein along with Hillary Clinton. And then when Google was approached with that, I mean, how shocking that would be that Donald Trump was not on the first page of presidential candidates. Their response, which is what big tech does, oops, that was a air quotes glitch. So we fixed that and it's fine now. So the question was, what do you do? And which is the $50,000 question. What you don't want to do, in our view, is you don't want to run to Congress and try to legislate it and create more bureaucracy and guidelines, because they have multiple billions of dollars. They can get around these issues, and we all know the big states controlled by the left, and they actually probably welcome that. But we believe, in addition to transparency, there's a statute that they hide behind, which is called the Section 230 of the Communications and Decency Act, which was established in 1996. So if you're AT&T, this is what protects AT&T. If you were to make a call, let's say you were a bad guy, a terrorist or something, you made a call to another bad guy, and something bad happened, you could not AT&T under the Section 230 statute. It protects communication platforms. Well, this is what Facebook, Twitter, Google, and so forth, they hide under. It protects them from lawsuits. They say they're a communication platform and they're not a publisher.
Right.
And they hide behind the statute. Now, communication platforms can't say, well, we don't like
this. Caught up against the clock.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it. Store it, share it, just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB. Confession.